From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Cargo ships loaded with holiday presents and lots of other goods are still stuck waiting off the California coast. So why don't ships just skip the line and offload at less congested ports, like the ones along the Gulf Coast? Well, as Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, not any port will do in a supply chain storm.
There are certainly lots of ships from Asia ditching California for calmer or at least less crowded seas. In Alabama, the port of Mobile moved 27% more tons in September compared to the same time last year. Chris Connor is the president of the American Association of Port Authorities. He says these southern ports are a welcome relief to that West Coast congestion.
There's no question they're a part of the solution.
But they're still just a part of that solution.
Some of the problems plaguing the West Coast ports, they're not going to just go away just because you shift from one area of the country to another.
Those problems include shortages of truck drivers and shipping containers. It could also be cheaper to spend a few days sailing past New Orleans and other ports to the northeast. That part of the country has more infrastructure like warehouses that make it easier to get goods from ships to doorsteps. Plus, scaling up these smaller Gulf ports is not easy. Jay Chen with Cleveland State University says it's like trying to modify a Honda Civic for trucking.
You cannot change a compact car to haul a big trailer. It's just by design very, very different.
But he says the West Coast mess shows relying on just a few spots is not a good idea either. The recently passed federal infrastructure plan includes about $17 billion for ports, so some of that money could go toward upgrading the Gulf Coast to better lend a hand the next time the supply chain gets knotted. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and NPR.